Culture 5. Exercises 4 and 5.
Richard Branson was born in London in 1950. He didn't do very well at school and left when he was 16. His head teacher said to him, "You will either end up in prison or become a millionaire." One of these came true. Branson is now the 6th richest person in Britain. After leaving school, Branson started a student magazine called Student. He used the magazine to start his next business, a mail-order record company. He advertised pop records in the magazine and sold them for much less than the music shops charged. He called his company Virgin. Soon he was able to open his first music shop in London. He then decided to not only sell records but also to produce them. He built a recording studio and had an instant hit with Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells. He attracted lots of new young musicians and groups, especially punk bands like the Sex Pistols. Bigger bands like the Rolling Stones and Genesis followed, and Virgin Records became one of the biggest record companies in the UK. But Branson was looking for new challenges. In the early 90s, he sold his record company and started an airline, Virgin Atlantic, which flies from the UK to destinations all over the world. He also started a train company in 1993 and a mobile phone company in 1999. Branson not only likes business challenges, he also likes personal challenges and has tried to break a number of world records. In 1986, he sailed across the Atlantic Ocean in record time. And in 1991, he made the fastest crossing of the Pacific Ocean in a hot air balloon. His average speed was 394 kilometers per hour. Branson's most recent business is Virgin Galactic, a space tourism company. Watch this space.